Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of Green Living with Connie, a podcast about sustainable living. My name's Connie Cow. I'm a Melbourne-based content creator at connieandluna.com and I love learning about permaculture, zero waste living, self-sufficiency and sustainability. And so I created this podcast to share with you guys little insights and tips on these topics and how to create new habits for a greener home and kinder future for our planet. As always, I wanted to say a big thank you for everyone who's been listening to this podcast so far. It's so lovely being able to connect in this format, and I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. So for today's episode, I'm excited to share with you 3 single-use plastic swaps anyone can do. And with every swap, I'm excited to also share brands to check out who make these products and tips on how to have these habits stick, as well as how to encourage others to make these swaps too, because I think that's a really big topic to talk about as well. Now, I know when it comes to creating more sustainable habits that it can often feel a little bit overwhelming. Either you might feel like you don't have time to think about it, or you're too busy and it's just too much effort. But if we can encourage ourselves and our loved ones to form these new habits, these simple changes will naturally integrate into your lifestyle. And once it becomes second nature, you won't even have to think about it. And it'll be so worth the effort. Because let's be honest, there's no planet B. This one Earth is kind of all we've got. So guys, let's begin. Number 1, plastic straws. Plastic straws are one of those single-use items that have gotten one of the largest publicity campaigns over the past few years. With all of this effort from multiple conservation organizations, straws are quickly getting phased out of everyday use. These days, you can get reusable alternatives like metal straws, bamboo straws, and even soft silicon straws, which are good for kids who bite into their straws, almost everywhere, from eco stores like Biome, Seed and Sprout, Cappy Life, to everyday shopping center shops like Kmart, IKEA, Cotton On, and Coles. You'll notice when shopping that the eco stores usually sell their products package-free or in an eco-friendly minimal packaging manner, and that is ideally how you want to buy them. I haven't checked the shopping center brands out before, but it's best that you buy them in packaging that is also sustainable. Where possible, buy straws that also come with a straw cleaner, as not having to look for them separately will make things a lot easier. Making your straw habit stick is a trickish one. If you're out and about and you're known to get a drink impulsively, then you're going to want to preempt that and carry a straw around with you always. When carrying a straw, it's easier to carry it in a little pouch, which hopefully your straw will come with. That way, after you're done with it, you can place it in the pouch to bring home to wash later. The other thing you have to preempt is having people serve your drink with a straw before you have a chance to stop them or say you don't want one. This has happened to me many times before in the past and has often left me feeling disheartened on my plastic-free straw mission. Thankfully, it happens a lot less these days, as most restaurants I visit, which are eco-conscious about the matter, will either serve with a paper straw or no straw at all. Other times, if I'm being served a straw at places I have been served straws at in the past, I'll take a mental note next time and get in before they do by letting them know I don't need a straw when I'm telling them my order. And if they forget and give me a straw anyway, oh well, I'm not the one to confront someone over a straw. I guess at least I tried. A plastic-free mission isn't always going to be perfect, and that's totally fine. If you're meeting up with a friend and want to encourage them to make the reusable straw swap, you can consider carrying multiple straws with you so that they can use them too for their drinks. If they seem interested in the idea, point them in the direction where they can buy them too. Or if you have multiple straws at home, consider letting them keep that straw as a gift. If you guys are going out for like a bubble tea date, you could go one step further and even bring a reusable bubble tea cup for both of you, which you can get from brands like Kinoi, spelt K-I-N-O-I, or Cup 49. I think looking out for your friends in that way will greatly help encourage them to consider making these swaps as well in their life. Number 2, coffee cups. Reusable coffee cups is another thing that I'm really excited to see so many cafes around the world positively take on board. In case you didn't know already, takeaway coffee cups can't be recycled, as even though they look like paper, they're made with a plastic lining. Over the past few years, it's been so uplifting to see cafes readily accept reusable coffee cups and even offer discounts for those who bring their own reusable cups, which is just such a great positive change for the environment. When it comes to reusable coffee cups, the two most popular brands would probably be Keep Cup and Frank Green, which you often see sold in many cafes and boutiques as well. There are also heaps of other alternatives out there, including independent makers, handmade ceramic coffee cups with a lid, or even just a repurposed old glass jar. Now, I don't drink coffee myself, but I have used these cups many times before for other things like tea, and plenty of my friends also use them as well for coffee. And based on my own experience and those of my friends, it's best to shop around and consider which design suits your lifestyle the best. For example, you might find your drink cools down faster in a glass Keep cup than it does in, for example, an insulated Frank Green cup. If you're sensitive to heat, you might find glass cups too hot to touch compared to the Frank Green cup, where the heat doesn't transfer outside as much. On the other hand, you might find Keep cups are easier to clean, but Frank Green cups might feel a little bit more difficult. Or you might prefer one lid design over the other. I think we're just really lucky to have so many different options out there from different brands so that everybody can find a cup that suits their needs. So it's definitely worth doing a bit of research to see what kind of cup would work best for you. For example, my partner Tom loves using a Frank Green cup every day as he makes his coffee at home and drinks it at work, and so wants to have it keep its warmth until he arrives at work. Whereas my sister started off with a Keep cup and loves it because she finds it easy to clean. As for remembering to bring your cup with you every day, a good idea is to leave it by the door or somewhere you'll pass and see as you're on your way out of the house. Now here's the thing. If you're listening to this podcast, it's likely you already are interested in making these swaps in your life and probably already have a reusable coffee cup. But maybe you have friends or family members or parents who don't and you really want to encourage them to make the switch. So I was thinking about this the other day. And I think if there's someone in your life you really want to see use a reusable coffee cup, I think you have to let them make that decision themselves. What you can do is to inform them of the benefits of having a reusable cup. And once they've heard them, it's up to them to make the decision for themselves so that they don't feel pressured or feel like they're being nagged all the time, which could lead to resulting in the opposite effect. Also, I love the idea of gifting a reusable coffee cup. That way, even if they're not keen to make the swap just yet, at least they'll have one at home sitting as a reminder so that if they ever wanted to give it a go, it's right there waiting for them. Number 3, plastic bags and produce bags. The last thing I'm going to talk about today is plastic bags. And here in Victoria, we're so lucky to be aided by the fact that single-use plastic bags have been banned in supermarkets and many other places. But there are still places you might find a bag, and I find I'll sometimes be offered a thicker multi-use plastic bag in really small shops, or people might still use produce bags whilst buying their produce in supermarkets. If single-use plastic bags are not banned where you are, then you might find it difficult to remember to bring your own reusable bag when you know if you forget, there'll just be a free bag waiting for you at the counter. But if single-use plastic bags are banned where you live, then it's likely to encourage the reusable bag habit. I've seen our state, Victoria, go from plastic bags to reusable bags quite smoothly. And whilst at the start, I would sometimes forget my bag and end up carrying groceries back to the car, now it has become second nature. I never ever forget them anymore, and here's how I made the habit stick. First, I find having a reasonable number of reusable bags on hand is handy, as I find my main problem is trying to locate my bags or thinking my bag is in the car when it's not. For Tom and I think we have around 10 on rotation. And you don't have to go out and buy 10 reusable bags just for shopping. It's likely you already have a number of these at home, whether it be promo bags, canvas bags that came with like an online shopping order or whatnot. Next, make sure you put them in places where you'll likely reach for them. So I keep my reusable stash in two different places. The first one is hanging on the back of our door. So when I leave the house, I can see them on my way out and grab one if I think I need one, or I'll just grab one just in case. The second place I keep reusable bags is in my car. That way, if I decide I ever need to buy something whilst driving around doing errands, I will always have one in the car. Lastly, I also love those fold-up reusable bags that fit into a small pouch. You can find them from brands like Bagu and Loki. I'll leave the links in the show notes below. I love having a few of these on hand so that if I'm ever going out and I'm only carrying a small handbag, I'm still able to pop this in my bag and have it on hand in case I need a shopping bag. I think in Australia, most people should have reusable bags now for their grocery shopping. However, if you know any households or family members who might not have enough bags or have trouble remembering their bag, it might help by giving them a few extra pre-loved spare ones you might have at home. I personally have heaps of reusable shopping bags because I also get quite a few of them from online shopping orders, which I don't ask for. But on the other hand, my parents only had a few on hand when the ban started. And so passing them some of my bags meant that they didn't have to go out and buy unnecessary new ones. Not that they would. The other thing is that lots of people are still using the plastic produce bags in Coles and Woolies to shop for their fresh produce. And not everyone knows that you can now get reusable produce bags to replace those too. I love the idea of gifting a present like this to encourage their use. Brands like Onya do a reusable mesh produce bag kit that you can attach to your grocery shopping bags as they come with a carry pouch attached to a keyring. It's really handy to have and a totally amazing gift idea for friends and family. Alternatively, if you are handy with a sewing machine, you can make your own reusable bags using lightweight scrap fabric. If you don't have a pouch or keyring to attach them to your shopping bags, simply just pop a few in each bag so they're ready to go. When I first started using these produce bags, I felt like I was drawing so much attention to myself, as I've rarely ever seen anyone else around me use them. But I've gotten used to whipping them out now, and generally the reaction I get is that people are really interested to see such a product exists, and I guess it helps normalize the idea of using reusable produce bags and helps encourage others to use them too. I once had an Asian grocery store shopkeeper exclaim to me that my bags were beautiful and really cool in Chinese. Anyway, I wanted to add like 7 more swaps to this podcast, but it's ended up being much longer than previously expected, so I'm going to save those for next time. I hope this podcast gave you a few ideas on how to make these habits stick. And when it comes to encouraging others to adopt these habits too, I guess the common theme in all of it is helping them make the transition easier by providing them with the products when you're out and about together, or gifting them, or encouraging their exposure to the idea by using them yourself. I think especially with the media talking about single-use plastics a lot more these days, more and more people are getting on board with the idea of not using single-use plastic. And with such a collective change and shift in society, I think you'll find your loved ones will also come on board with the idea as well. So thanks so much guys for tuning in to episode 4 of Green Living with Connie. As always, I'll be leaving the links to all of the things I've talked about in the show notes below so you guys can check them out. I hope you enjoy this podcast and get some ideas on how to keep these habits or how to encourage others to come on board as well. As always, every little bit of effort counts from anybody, and so any positive small step is always a great way forward. Thanks so much and speak to you guys soon.